哈瑞克什纳，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
We'll offer some prayers to begin with.
首先，我们来供奉几段祷文。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Prachadane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Bhashtityade Shatanane Vanchaka Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, we are continuing with our series of talks on, well, we said preaching is the essence, but we were focusing more on books are the basis.
我们继续每周一的系列课程，传播是精髓。那么最近我们的重点放在了书籍是基础。
And I've been following the book distribution results.
最近奉献者们都在热情的派书，我也在同步跟进着大家的派书结果。
And personally, I feel very inspired.
看到大家的派书结果、派书成绩，我个人感到非常的受到鼓舞。
Many devotees around the country have made an effort to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books during this time of the year.
今年的这个时候，十二月，全国各地很多奉献者都付出了很大的努力，参与到了派发圣 Prabhupada 的书籍的这个服务当中来。
What's amazing is that some of the devotees had never really distributed books before.
最让我们感到震惊和感动的是，有的奉献者以前从来没有派过书。
They thought that perhaps they couldn't.
一直以来都以为可能自己派不了书。
But when they made the effort and they prayed to Srila Prabhupada and to Panchatattva, amazing things started to happen.
可是当他们开始尝试付出努力，并且同时向施了 Prabhupada Panchatattva 无声体祈祷的时候，他们就看到有奇迹般的事情发生了。
So everything really depends on the flow of mercy.
所以我们可以看到一切都基于仁慈的流动。
Our whole spiritual life rests on somehow or another becoming the recipients of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, his followers, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the divine couple.
我们整个的灵性生命都基于我们无论如何都要成为圣 Prabhupada, 还有他的忠实的追随者，以及 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 还有 Radha Krishna 的仁慈，成为他们的仁慈的接受者。
It's my experience and the experience of so many devotees who distributed books through the years that when you think you're the doer, then things generally don't go very well.
我自己的亲身的派书体验，还有很多奉献者，很多派书的奉献者亲身的体验和觉悟，就是在这件事，尤其是在派书这件事情上，一旦你觉得是你自己在做，你是作为者，那么一般都不会进行的太好的。
If due to false ego one thinks, it's something that I said something very clever, or I have employed some, sales technique, and it's due to these things that I've been able to distribute the books. Oftentimes, you can't even distribute one book.
一旦谁觉得是因为我自己的某一句很睿智的话语，很巧妙的话语，或者是因为我用了某个高超的销售技巧，所以我拍出了那么多书。一旦有这样的心态的时候，往往你连一本书都拍不出去的。
But when you put yourself in the position of a servant, of the servant, of the servant, and you know, pray to become a tool to be used in the hands of Guru and Krishna, then the mercy flows and you know, amazing things can be accomplished.
相反，如果你始终都将自己置于仆人的仆人的仆人的位置，愿意成为 Guru 和 Krishna 手中的工具，那么这个仁慈就会流动起来，而且你能够做出很大的成就来。
That was certainly the message that we got from both Vijaya Prabhu and Navina Narada Prabhu.
这是之前两周我们采访过的全球派书高手 Vijaya Prabhu 还有 Navina Narada Prabhu 他们共同分享的一个觉悟。
And of course, they are in touch with all the other distributors around the world, so everyone has that.Exact same experience.
当然，他们两位也始终和全世界各地的派书者们保持着联系。我们可以看到，这是所有派书者共同的一个觉悟。
So last week, we heard from a number of devotees about their book distribution. Adventures and their results, and many were not able to share. So we wanted to continue that today.
上周一我们请个别的参与派书的，其中一些参与派书的奉献者分享了一下他们派书的渠道还有经验，但因为时间关系，很多奉献者想分享还没能分享，所以今天我们想继续来组织这样的分享会。
So please, let one of you share, and then we can perhaps highlight some of that experience.
那今天大家就继续踊跃来分享，分享完之后，我们会就其中的重点再进行评论。
Shamalila, was this lined up before?
No.
It should have been. What were you thinking?
可能时间有限，请奉献者们积极的分享，在线的奉献者们。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Radha Krishna Ramadaji.
Hare Krishna. Dimbai Guru, Dimbai Shamanila, Dimbai, 这个外围群里所有的外事佬奉献者。今天我想来分享一点我拍书的感悟。我呢，从来都没有派书的经验，过去都是有奉献者来我们的联谊场所或者是瑜伽馆去 Kirtan 的时候，才真正派一些书出去。但是真的是给予 Krishna 圣帕波帕和 Guru 的仁慈，在我连续听了 Guru Maharaj 的这个分享课，这个采访课以后，尤其是在12月7号这一次的这个早课，我听了这个课以后，对我来说，我内心里就有一种非常渴望想去拍书这种愿望。 并且听到这个课程的分享，启亮了我的眼睛，也激活了我的内心，想去尝试着拍书。谢谢你
了。I never had any experience of distributing books before. My only effort to distribute books were when some people came for association. I just encouraged them to take a book. That was all. It was until December 7, when I heard Gidarmar's interview of Navina Nirada Prabhu. I got inspired and developed a great eagerness to distribute books, and I also learned some useful ways to distribute books.
在我连续接近20多年，但是唯独就是拍书这一块呢，就真正的没有走出去，没有找到正确的方法怎么样去拍书。那么这次听了 Guru Maharaj 的这个采访课程，有奉献的分享，特别好的几个点让我牢记在心，我并且开始行动。当天听了这个课，我当天就出门坐公交车，在车上我就发微信给朋友，要如何就是让我们的团队啊去拍书，如何去取悦圣帕乌帕的这个愿望，把圣帕乌帕的书如何派发出去。因此呢，我就向我的团队里面的新奉献者发出邀请，然后我就告诉他们，拍书是给予很大的仁慈，因此这个新奉献者在我的鼓舞下，在我的用我的言语去打动了他，因此他很快就接受了我的这个拍书的这个激励鼓励。他说他今天在上班，不能拍，没有时间拍书。我觉得你如果上班的话呢，那你可以从另外一种方式，也是你拍书。我就跟他商量，你今天上班你可以带上你的书，你就是可以请书，可以把书带着，随时可以拍。那么他就说，那我请书，您拍可不可以？我说当然可以。所以这个奉献者立马就打款给我，希望我们共同来拍书。所以在这种状况下，真的是使我深深的感受到，是 Krishna 和圣帕乌帕孤的仁慈，就像 Guru Maharaj 讲的，真的是给予仁慈的流动，才让我们顺利的，并且马上的让我的这个愿望就实现了。
I've tried all different services over the last 20 years of devotional service, but I've never tried book distribution before until I heard some practical techniques from Navina Nirada Prabhu. Like Prabhu shared that one principle is always carry a book with you whenever you go out. And the second principle is, if you are too busy to distribute books, like you have a busy job, you can always sponsor and let others distribute. So right after I heard this lecture that morning on the bus to my destination, I started to text some new devotees in my group. And one of them said, I'm very busy, I have to work, no time to distribute books. So I immediately used those two techniques. I said, at least you can always keep a book with you when you go to work. And also you can also sponsor. And she took the initiative even before I proposed. She said, can I buy books and can you help me to distribute? That's how we started. We agreed to work together to distribute books. So my realization was like what Maharaj said, it's all due to the mercy of Guru and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. Because of their mercy, the flow of mercy, our desires can be fulfilled very soon.
这就是我在那个没在我这个没有经验太书的同时，我就有一种强烈的愿望，要好好的从这个分享中，我去学到他人是如何用什么样的怎样的办法去拍发到书。那么那天的课就两个节点就打动了我，第一个就是让他人出钱买书，让我们可以去派，其他奉献者可以去派。然后还有一个节点就是，你随时出门的时候，你要带上书，你就随时走到哪，有可能就把这个书派发出去。那么我听到这个课，这两个点打动了我的心。同样，这两种方法在我的身上都发生了。我第二次就第二天出去派书，我就带上挂历，带上了五本《薄伽梵歌》，去到我的一个朋友那，他是一个企业家，那我的目标就是放在了企业家这一块，就是这个群体里面。那我这个朋友他也是做文化的，我就把我的书啊挂历带上去，准备去如何派呢？那我就在一个办公大楼里面，有好几个老总我都熟。我就准计划的去把这个书派给他们，结果那一天去到我的那个朋友那儿去，给他的书，给他的挂历，同时呢又来了其他的人，这些人是我平时已经播了一点种子下去了，但是真的没完全没有想到派书给他们。那天有一个马太吉在那来了，我就跟他说，我们平时呢，这本《薄伽梵歌》呢是需要卖100块钱。那么我们现在呢是在这个月呢是世界派书月，那么我们的书呢是打了折扣，很优惠，很便宜。现在只要50块钱一本。这个小朋友是很年轻的一个马太吉，他马上就说：“我就正需要这本书。”并且他没有只付50块钱，他把书的后面的价格看88块钱，他非要付88块钱给我。并且得到这本书以后，这个朋友特别开心，他就特别渴望要得到这本书。你看，这完全是基于跑跑的仁慈，孤的仁慈，真的是在仁慈中，在仁慈的流动中，很自然的并且快速的就把这个书派出去了。Hare Krishna.
These two principles really work very efficiently for me. I've been always using these principles to encourage people and myself to always bring a book and also encourage people to sponsor books. The second day after I heard the lecture, I brought a calendar and 5 copies of Bhagavad Gita to my friend's place who the friend is an entrepreneur, and also she has other entrepreneur friends. I gifted her this book, and others, a few others, were also there. They were people who I planted seeds in before, and I never thought of giving them a book. One of the young girls there said, that is what I need. That is what I'm looking for. She was so happy to receive a book. I told her that this book is 108 normally, but this month is a special event for book distribution, so we charge only 50. Instead of giving me 50, she gave me 88. She was so grateful. So I was really inspired and understand deeper that it's really the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Because of the mercy, we can distribute books naturally and quickly.
通过这个月的拍书，使我深深的感悟到，拍书 和念诵和读书一样重要。
Another realization coming from book distribution is book distribution is as important as japa and reading Srila Prabhupada's books.
并且我的愿望就是希望有人，如果有人没有精力派书，没有时间派书，或者他走不出去派书，他可以出去买书，我可以通过这样的方式，通我来把这个书派到企业家的手上，因为对于企业家们来说，他们非常需要这样的书。嗯，我可以收费，同时呢，我也可以免费。
Another experience or technique I've been using and will continue to use is to encourage those who are not available to distribute books, to sponsor books, so that I can help them to distribute. I can both distribute them for free or charge, ask them to give donation, because I will distribute books to the entrepreneurs because I feel they are reading these books very badly.
通过这个派书呢，我备受鼓舞，并且呢，还有奉献者在这个治愈能量给我，就是我们的义务的加玛念的马太基。他马上他已经就是跟我商量说他现在没办法走出来在山上，他是否能每个月给我200块钱让我来拍书呢？我就答应他了，我说那你给我仁慈给我鼓舞，那我就更有一种力量去拍书。因此加玛利娜现在每个月给我200块钱拍书，就是去买书来拍。
The more I distribute books, the more enlivened and inspired I feel, and the more the other devotees are encouraged to do so, to be involved. Knowing that I'm distributing books, Jamali Lamadaji, who is already very senior, and she's not able to go out to distribute books personally, so she proposed to donate 200 yuan for me to help distribute books. She has already been doing so. She's transferring 200 RMB each month for me.
通过派书活动使我的内心备受鼓舞，因此我也开始活跃起来，内心里总在想着应该怎样把这些书派发到这个需要的人手上去呢？晚上睡觉也在思考这个问题。只要是我去走出去一行动，这个事就发生了。我最近就是我们学校里面这个企业，学校的企业那个头那个领导呢，是我比较熟悉的。平时发朋友圈的灵性的知识的，他总是在顶赞。我感觉他对我的这一块比较欣赏，我就去向他传教，跟他说我们应该好好读这本《博家梵歌》，应该做企业也在这个里面有明确的指导，跟他说服这个，我们如果说一个企业家要好好把这本书好好学习了，我们真正能在这个企业的领域正确的去发展。所以这个老师也接受了我的博家梵歌。所以我觉得我们真正感受到是通过孤儿奉献者的仁慈，然后就能把这个书顺利的派发到需要的人的手中去。所以我们应该竭尽全力努力的去派发书，也就像我们平时 有一种强烈的愿望去派发菩萨的是一样的结果。Hare Krishna.
Book distribution really infused my devotional life. Since I started to make effort to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, my meditation and my focus is always on how I can distribute books. Even at night, before going to sleep, I was meditating, I was thinking how I can distribute books of Srila Prabhupada. I'm always in that consciousness. And I can feel that it's all due to the mercy of devotees and Krishna, and Guru and Krishna.
并且我这些书呢派发出去以后也在跟进，希望他们每天能读一个时节。
And I'm also following up those who received the books. I'm trying to encourage them to read at least one verse every day.
Hare Krishna, 我会再接再厉，努力加油派书。
I will continue the service of book distribution.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
感谢您 Radha Srinari Madhashi, 感谢您的分享。
So, a few things here. So, what I got out of that, some practical points. One, and I guess you can say is like such a foundational point, is that you have to havebooks to distribute them. So you should always carry a book, if not several, with you when you go out, even though you may not be going out to distribute books per se, but if you're in the consciousness that, you know, Krishna may allow me to come in contact with someone that I can distribute a book to, then usually these kind of arrangements are made.If you have the book with you, or you're in the consciousness that, well, I have this book, let me try to find some person who will agree to take it.
从 Radha Srinari Madhaji 的分享当中，我们看到有几个很重要的要点。第一个就是我们要派书，你手中得始终有书，所以呢，每次走出去之前先装好书，哪怕是装一本几本，一旦你总是处在派书知觉的时候，一旦总是有派书的愿望在的时候， Krishna 就会安排可以接受书、愿意接受书的人来领书。一旦你有这个派书，始终保持派书的知觉的时候，你也就始终会去想我怎么把书给出去派出去。
So we should always carry books with us.
所以原则就是永远身上要有书。
Another point is that, and this was mentioned by Naveen and Narada Prabhu, the point is that we, if we're not able to ourselves distribute for whatever reason, we can sponsor books, to give them to others, or give them to another fellow devotee to distribute. So sponsorship is also another way.
第二点，那也是 Navina Nirada Prabhu 给我们分享的。如果你自己没有时间亲自出去派书，那么你可以出钱买书，让其他奉献者来派，也是去赞助书籍。
Another powerful thing is to, you know, get others to assist. They may not yet be devotees, or they might never even become devotees. But they have some faith, or they have some interest in doing good for others. And so they see the value in this. They may agree to assist.
还有一个原则就是，我们也请更多的人来 协助我们来做派书的服务，可能他们还不是奉献者，或者暂时也看不上，看上去不会成为奉献者，但是他们有愿望去为别人做好事，做好事，能够看到这个书，派书这个事情是有价值的，好，所以他们愿意出力或出钱，这样的人我们就可以请他们也参与进来协助我们派书。
Some of the stories that I read from you all, there are instances of someone who is a friend, they were in a position of a yogacara or something like that, and they became inspired to distribute books, and they assisted to distribute quite a few books.
我近期也看到你们发来的派书故事、派书分享，其中一位奉献者有说到，他的一位瑜伽、学瑜伽的朋友，还不是奉献者，但是听到派书这件事情很受鼓舞，自己也愿意请一些书来派。
Another point is that we never know who may be interested. You know, we sometimes size people up, if you understand that expression. We look at them, we size them up and say, oh, you know, this person is an entrepreneur or they're very materialistic and they're not interested in these things, so I better not approach them. And, you know, we try to use our limited intelligence to analyze a person or a situation and then conclude that, oh, they're not a fit recipient of this mercy.
还有一点就是我们其实永远都说不准，我们都永远都不知道到底谁会接受这本书，谁适合接受这本书。往往我们容易用我们有限的智性去判断，来给某个人定位，觉得这个人他是个企业家，或者他太物质，他接受不了这个书，那他不会接受的。
But we often find that persons who are, you know, very successful materially, they are not satisfied. There's some vacancy in the heart. They're desiring something, and they can't really put their finger on what it is, but there's a vacancy in the heart, and they are looking for something. So we should be convinced that ultimately everyone's a spirit soul, everyone's a part and parcel of Krishna, and everyone is ultimately a devotee of Krishna. And, you know, we should be just distributing to anyone and everyone indiscriminately.
所以说，我们有时候我们看到一些物质上很成功的人，其实他内心是很空虚的，他是在寻找什么的，他在内心是有渴望在寻找的，虽然说他自己都不知道他在找什么。总体来说，每个人都是灵性的灵魂，都是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，也都是 Krishna 的奉献者。所以说派书方面，我们需要不加区分的把书派给任何可以派的人。
Just as that one young girl told Radhasundari, this is what I've been looking for.
就像刚刚 Radhasundari Madhaji 分享的时候，他说他把那个波加梵歌派给那个小女孩的时候，他就很高兴说，这正是我想要的。
The real fact is that everyone is looking for Krishna.
每个人都在寻找 Krishna, 这是真相，这是事实。
They may not realize it.
可能他们自己都没有意识到他们在寻找 Krishna.
Anandamaya Vyasat. By nature, the soul is an enjoyer.
Anandamaya Vyasat 就是说灵魂的本性就是想要去享受。
The thing is, in our conditioned state, we're looking for that enjoyment in the perversion of you know, material nature.
可是现在的问题是，我们在受制约的状态下，我们在物质能量的这样的一扭曲的倒影当中，再去找寻找快乐，寻找享受。
But if people are looking for happiness, happiness is only found in a relationship with Krishna. So we should be convinced that everyone ultimately is looking for Krishna.
人们都在寻找快乐，但是我们知道，真正的快乐只能在与 Krishna 的关系当中找到。所以对于这一点，我们要深信不疑。终极而言，每个人都在寻找 Krishna。
Another point is that we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone.
还有一点就是，我们要把自己推出自己的舒适区。
Even though we may have never distributed books in the past, and we may have developed the mentality, well, you know, this is for someone else, I'm not qualified, or I've never done it, I'm not experienced, and so on and so forth, we kind of talk ourselves out of the idea.
我们可能很多年都从来没派过书，可能觉得这个派书也不是我的服务，是其他人的服务，我没有资格什么。我们往往容易把自己就是说服自己不去派书。
We should just do it. I mean, because God wanted it to be done, and so we should do it. So, if we make a little effort, we pray to become a tool, then you will be able to do. This is something that anybody can do. Anybody.
其实，我们只需要去做就行了，因为 Srila Prabhupada 就希望我们这么做，所以我们只要去做就行了，并且祈祷成为一个工具。其实任何人都可以派书的。
Another thing I liked was that book distribution is on an equal footing with our chanting of japa and reading Prabhupada's books.
还有一点 Radhesh Narayanji 分享到说，派书让他觉悟到，派书这件事和念诵还有阅读圣帕巴德的书籍一样重要。
Prabhupada says in several places that book distribution is Sankirtan. It is Sankirtan.
圣 Prabhupada 在很多地方都有提到说，派书就是 Sankirtan, 就是齐颂圣名运动。
In fact, we know that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he referred to the printing press as the Brihat Madanga.
而且我们也知道 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 把印刷事业称为是 Brihat Madanga, 大 Madanga 鼓。
The small or the Chota Madanga played when we do kirtan can be heard for short distance, but you know the printing press that's printing transcendental literature, this is the Brihat Madanga because those books they can pass through many hands and you know they can create a transformation of consciousness, very powerful.
我们在 Kirtan 的时候用来伴奏的 Mridanga 鼓，那是 Chota Mridanga, 是小的 Mridanga 鼓，因为它的声音也能够传到的距离是有限的。但是印刷事业、印刷书籍、印刷超然的文献，这个文献印刷出来以后，派发出去就能够传到很多人的手里面。所以为什么是 Brihat Mridanga?
So we're developing a consciousness. I mean, Krishna consciousness means that, of course, we want to be conscious of Krishna, but we also want to help others to become conscious of Krishna.
我们在培养 Krishna 知觉，当然 Krishna 知觉的意思是我们自己要知觉到始终记着 Krishna, 但同时培养 Krishna 知觉也包含着一个意思，就是帮助其他人培养起 Krishna 知觉。
So it's a meditation. I mean, how are we going to help others to become Krishna conscious?
所以这是我们需要冥想的内容，怎么样也帮助其他人具备 Krishna 之觉。
Certainly by getting Srila Prabhupada's books into the hands of the conditioned souls is such an essential aspect of helping others to become Krishna conscious.
当然，通过把圣帕巴德的书籍给到受制约的灵魂，这是其中一个最有力量的让别人也有 Krishna 知觉的办法。
Another very important point is that if every devotee of Aryatra would do a little bit of distribution, if everyone was doing a little bit, it all adds up to a lot.
。
Did you hear me?
I'm sorry, there is a break. If everyone in our yatra distributed book.
No, if everyone in our yatra distributed even a small quantity of books, everybody, then it adds up to a lot.
如果我们的 yatra, 我们这个地区的每一位奉献者派哪怕是少量的几本书，那么汇集起来也是很大量的。
Many years ago, our Vaishasika Prabhu, he came up with a program. He called it Weekend Warriors. Essentially, because in his yatra that they started there in Silicon Valley, the persons they were mostly grihasthas. They were working their jobs and everything like that. So they didn't really have time during the week. But he came up with this idea, well, why don't we just start to go out on the weekend for a few hours or something like this? And so everyone did that. They set aside a little time every week. And it added up, you know, to quite a bit. Very significant amount.
几年前Vaishishka Prabhu 他想出来一个项目，一个点子叫做周末勇士，因为他所在的那个地方硅谷很多人都是 Grihastha 是居士，平时周内都要工作的，没有时间，所以他就号召他们在每一个周末至少抽几个小时的时间来专门去派书。那虽然说这是很少量的时间，但是所有人都参与进来，并且持续的在每一个周末花时间稳定的去做派书服务，最后积累的起来的结果也是惊人的。
So as many devotees are quite busy, you know, they can just set aside some time in a week. Maybe it's on a weekend or you know, something like this, for doing some distribution of the books.
我们知道很多奉献者都是特别忙的，那至少可以，或许可以在周末的时候留出来一小段时间，专门用来派书。
Another essential point which I liked out of what Radhasundari said was that by being in a consciousness of wanting to distribute Prabhupada's books.It enthuses our practice of spiritual life. We become quite enlivened as you know we get these books into the hands of the conditioned souls. Why? Because we get special blessings from none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
还有一点我喜欢的是 Radhasundari Maharaj 分享的，他说派书这个服务激活了我的灵性生命，让我的奉爱服务的生命活跃起来了。为什么会这样呢？因为通过派书，通过把圣帕巴达的书籍送到人们的手中，你就直接得到了是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的仁慈，特殊的仁慈。
So this is the conception of you know becoming a giver. The more we give Krishna consciousness, the more we get it.
所以这就是始终处在派书之觉的一个益处，这个原则就是我们给的越多，我们自己获得的越多，我们给予 别人更多的 Krishna 之觉，我们也会得到更多的 Krishna 之觉。
You know, a material commodity, if you have a certain quantity of it, as you give it out, then the quantity diminishes. And if you just keep giving it out, then it usually just diminishes till there's nothing left.
物质的物品的特点就是你越给越少，给到最后，就自己都所剩无几了。
But when our commodity is spiritual, when it is, you know, Krishna himself, because, you know, this is Shabda Brahman, this is transcendental sound vibration, this is Krishna, there's an unlimited reservoir. So the more you distribute, the more you get. And the individual becomes more Krishna conscious by making an effort to give Krishna consciousness to other people.
但是灵性的物品是无限的，因为我们要给别人的是 Krishna 是无限的，所以我们能够给出去的这个灵性物品的库存也是无限的，所以每一位尝试把 Krishna 之觉给别人的人，自己也能够获得更多。
And the last point I got was it's so important to follow up if we can. When we distribute a book, we should try to get the people's contact information, and we should try to follow up with them.
还有 Radha Srinath Madhaji 分享到的一个特别重要的要点就是后续的跟进。我们把书派出去之后，留下别人的联系方式，也要逐步的做一些跟进。
You know, many devotees, they group, you know, these recipients of.Prabhupada's books into reading groups and things like this. So there's many possibilities.
比如说很多奉献者会把接受了圣帕巴的书籍的人他们 组一个群然后组成一个读书会读书群然后去的跟进。
So it could lead to a reading group or,You know, a follow-up might be to give some basic lecture on some aspect of the Gita or something like this. There's many possibilities.
跟进的方式有很多种，可以建一个读书群，也可以针对基于圣帕巴德的书籍给一些简短的基础性的讲课。
Yes, so please do follow up. I always remember what our late Sridhar Maharaj used to say. My God brother Sridhar Maharaj.
所以请大家一定要努力做好跟进。我记得我的一位神兄弟 Sridhar Maharaj 曾经说过。
He would often quote that verse, Yari Deki Tari Kaha Krishna, Krishna Pradesh, you know, every town and village my name will be heard and chanted. But then he would add, but make sure you get contact information.
Sridhar Maharaj 他经常会引用的一个诗节就是马哈帕布的那个预言说每一个乡村每一个城镇都将聆听到并且唱诵我的圣名。他每次引用这个世界的时候他都会加上一句一定要确保得到每个人的联系方式。
So wonderful. Someone else would like to share, please?
特别感谢 Radha Srinath Madhaji 精彩的分享。还有没有其他奉献者要分享的我们抓紧时间。
Hare Krishna。顶拜孤乳和奉献者的莲花族我也想简单的分享一下就是我的分享就是因为在读了博家梵歌之后我从中受益很多然后也就是想把这个圣名和这个仁慈派发给更多的人那么我自己呢因为长期在非洲这边工作那2016年的时候呢我就参 参加了当地庙里组织的派书马拉松活动。当时我还加入 Krishna 知觉，时间并不长。那我们基本上每天早上听完早课以后，就跟着庙里面的其他的这个奉献者，我们就上街去派书了。那从这个过程中，我能够学到的就是，其他的这个奉献者给我激励的就是，他们有坚定的决心，然后把圣帕帕德的这个仁慈派发出去的这个坚定的决心。那刚开始的时候，基本上就是一直在被拒绝，因为在这个地方呢，然后就是基督教是比较盛行的。那和我同组的呢，一位来自毛里求斯的奉献者，他特别的激励我。他也是一个新人，加入 Krishna 知觉时间不长，但是他非常的有这种就是热情，派发书籍的热情。因为我跟在他旁边，我会看。那么他走到一个奉献就是他去派书的时候，他会跟他说，哎呀，大家来来买这本书吧，非常非常好。那就是他的这种热情就会感染到身边的这个人，然后他们就会问，这是什么书呀？然后他说，这是《薄伽梵歌》，是这个主五千年前然后亲自讲述的这个经典。然后说里面讲的是什么呀，你请了这本书，你就知道里面讲的是什么了，特别特别好。他就用这样的方法，然后就是很多的这个当地的这个人，他就把书就请回去了。Hare Krishna， 夏玛丽拉玛达吉，您先翻译一下，要不然，
要不你自己再来说一下吧。
OK，Thank you。Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj, and devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. I would like to share because I get a lot of benefit from reading a Bhagavad Gita, and I would like to share this mercy and holy name to others. I would like to share my experience in Africa.2016, December, that was also the book distribution marathon. And at that time, it was not, I just joined the Krishna consciousness and not know too much about the philosophy. But because of the book distribution marathon,every day after the Bhagavatam morning class, we went to the street in groups to distribute Srila Prabhupada books. At the beginning, so many people refused me because here is the Christian is the main religion.And they were not so easy to accept other religions. But within my group, there is a devotee from Mauritius. His enthusiasm really inspired me. When we reach the street, he always has the enthusiasm. He showed the Srila Prabhupada books and say, very wonderful book. Then the local people get interested by his enthusiasm and say, what is this book? This is Bhagavad Gita. This is what Lord Krishna himself explained to Arjuna 5,000 years ago. Oh, what's inside? If you buy this book,you will know what is inside. It's so wonderful. Please buy this book. Then he attracted many local people, and they bought the books. So what I learned from him is the enthusiasm. Although maybe he also doesn't know too much about the philosophy, but his enthusiasm, his strong determination to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books inspired other people. So that is very important. 那么在白天的时候啊，我们就去街上去派发书籍，然后其实得到的拒绝比接受的要多得多。刚开始的时候我也是会很有气馁的时候，因为就是说你总被拒绝嘛，而且我其实是在当地唯一的一个中国人，然后就是这种被拒绝的感觉不好。但是我们晚上的时候，因为我们分好些个组嘛，一个组是三位奉献者，大家在街上派书。那么我们最幸福的时候就是晚上回到庙里面，大家坐下荣耀普尔沙达的时候，然后就是其他组的这些奉献者，其他组的奉献者呢，大家在分享的时候，就是我们就会听到大家分享这一天派书的这个故事，然后他们是怎么把书派出去的，遭到拒绝以后又是怎么样把这个书又再次的派发出去。就是从大家的这个分享过程中，我觉得自己身上又得到了很多的这种能量，从其他的奉献者身上学到了很多很多，所以说这样呢也就能继续鼓励着我，然后第二天早上的时候我们再一起出去再派书，然后被其他的这个奉献者所鼓舞，这是给我的这个让我学到的特别特别大的这个收获。 So sincerely speaking, I was not feeling so good because people always refuse, and you it gives you like you feel like the failure, that feeling of failure. But what inspired me, the most inspiring me is in the evening when we are in the temple hall honoring the prasadam. I got inspired by other devotees in other groups also share their experience of the day, how they distribute the books, how they got refused, but they insist and distribute the books. So when we are in a group and I heard other devotees' story of book distribution, I got inspired. And that's how the second day, the third day, the fourth day, then we continue to distribute the books and get the enthusiasm for that. 那后来就是这个派书马拉松的这个就是我们去街上然后派书这一个月，让我得到的最大的收获就是一定要有坚定的这个信心。而这个坚定的信心来自哪里，就是说第一就是我们真的是学习这个博伽梵歌，学习经典，我们从这上面收获了。然后呢我们收获完了以后，我们想把这个仁慈派发给更多的人，因为我确实是受益了，它就是绝对的真理。那么就是这个能给我们坚定的信心。第二个就是要有这个非常好的 sadhana， 就是你只有有了好的这个 sadhana， 然后它也能给你以坚定的这个信心。这是我学到的这个两点。 So I would like to share two points of distributing books. One is we should have a strong determination to distribute Srila Prabhupada books. But the strong determination from where? One is you really know Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada books is the absolute truth. You get benefit and you want to give the mercy to others. Then the second point is you should have strong sadhana. The strong sadhana will support you to distribute Srila Prabhupada books. 那么我回国了以后呢，就是这个在街头上这个就是参加这个派书马拉松的这个活动， 这个在中国呢就并不适用，但是呢因为就是你肯定会找到能够适合的方法。那么我呢就学习了这个教练的技术，就是教练的这个技术能够帮助到的，就是说因为就是我们很多人啊其实都会遇到各种各样的问题，不管是生活上的工作上的，情感中的，然后就是各种各样的问题。那么这个通过这个教练技术呢确实能够解决他的一些问题，然后他能从这其中走出来。那么通过这个呢就能取得他的信任，就如果就是帮到了他，然后呢就是你的发心就是要真正的帮到这个客户，那就会取得他的信任。取得他的信任以后呢，然后我也就会跟他推荐一些这个圣帕帕德的书籍，我会跟他说这个书很好，你读完了以后能让你一生都受益。那么因为有这份信任，那么就是说这个客户就会很快的他就会请这个帕帕德的书籍。所以我想说的就是我们很多时候发心很重要。另外一点就是说，如果我们能有一些技术，不管是其实很多奉献者在各个方面啊都有一些技术，不管是像我所学的教练技术，或者是说其他的这个奉献者他有一些是能够解决一些问题的，那么如果能取得了对方的信任，那么派书几乎就是顺理成章的事情。 So when I went back to China to distribute books on the street was not practical because of the restrictions, but we still have the ways to distribute. Like for me, I learned the life coaching skills, and through the life coaching, I really solved the problem of the clients, because people, they have the problems maybe in the work, maybe in life, maybe in different areas, relationship, etc. Through the life coaching skills, we solved their problems and got the trust from them. If you win the trust from your clients, distribute Srila Prabhupada books is not a problem at all. And also from your heart, you really want to benefit your client. So when you recommend to them, they can feel your sincerity. So that's how I contribute Srila distribute Srila Prabhupada books. So from this, I want to share that we have skills. Yeah, no matter it's life coaching or other like techniques. Yeah, if we solve other people's problems practical and win their trust, distribute Prabhupada books is just talking about time. It's not a problem at all. 谢谢大家，这就是我的分享。Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. That's all.Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So some points, very, very clear. Enthusiasm is contagious.
所以我们听得清楚，听得很清楚，那就是热情非常重要。
So if you are really inspired, then you'll inspire others.
如果你自己受到了鼓舞，你也自然的很想去鼓励别人。
It's as simple as that. So if we ourselves are inspired, if we ourselves are enthusiastic, then others, you know, will respond to that enthusiasm.
这种热情是有传染性的，感染力是很强的，就是这么简单。如果你自己也充满着热情，备受鼓舞，自然的，你的这种热情也能够鼓舞别人，感染到别人。
And in the context of book distribution, You know, one of the most inspiring activities is to hear about the distribution of other devotees.
在派书方面，一个很重要的点就是我们要去听其他派书者的分享。
It gives great faith, great determination, and great inspiration to hear, you know, others' experiences.
我们去听其他派书者的经历，分享的派书的故事，我们的信心就会增长，也会有更大的决心，而且呢，自己也会很受鼓舞。
We may hear about obstacles that a particular devotee faced, how they overcame those obstacles.
可能我们会听到别的奉献者分享的，他们在派书的时候也遇到了什么样的困难、障碍，又是怎么样去克服的。
So, certainly, we should hear from other devotees about their distribution experiences.
所以呢，也要一定要听听其他奉献者的派书经历、派书故事。
We will continue to publish these, make them available.
我们也会我们也会不断的跟大家分享不同奉献者的派书故事、派书经验。
And we would encourage all the devotees to please share.Even though you may think it's not very significant or it's just a very kind of a what you might consider insignificant story, please share it because all of these stories, they are inspiring.
我们也鼓励所有中国的在派发书籍的奉献者们积极的去分享自己的派书经验和派书故事，可能你觉得你的这个故事微不足道，很普通，但是分享出来就会有很有力量，鼓舞到别人。
And as far as determination goes, I like that point that determination comes by, of course, understanding the philosophy, which means that you yourself have to study the books on a daily basis.
还有就是决心的重要性，那决心主要是来自于我们对哲学的理解，要想透彻的理解 Krishna 智觉的哲学，就需要我们每天认真的去研习。
I've said in the past, I'll mention it again, it's relevant in this context that in the 70s at Mayapur festival, devotees from all over the world would gatherAnd oftentimes, different groups of Sankirtan devotees would go in to see Srila Prabhupada in his room.
以前我也讲过很多次，今天呢，因为跟这个话题相关，我再来重述一下。就是在70年代的时候，有一次 Mayapur 过节期间，全世界的奉献者都齐聚在 Mayapur， 包括一些 Sankirtan 的奉献者，去派书的奉献者。他们也聚集在 Mayapur， 他们去见圣 Prabhupada。
And one of those groups was a Sankirtan party from Germany.
其中一个团队是来自于德国的派书奉献者。
They were very big and very strong, and they came into Prabhupada's room and they offered dandavats and.You could hear them hit the floor one after the other, literally hit the floor.
德国的这一批派书的奉献者，个个都身材很魁梧，就一个一个，五体投地的，就拜下去，顶拜是了 Prabhupada。
So they were introduced as, you know, very accomplished book distributors. They were distributing thousands of books.
在场就有奉献者介绍说，这是一群卓有成效的派书者，他们派出了成千上万万本书。
And so Prabhupada began to ask some questions, philosophical questions, elementary philosophical questions that they should have all been able to answer, but somehow or another they couldn't.
于是 Prabhupada 就开始问一些比较初级的哲学问题，这些问题他们本该是知道的，可是不知怎的他们没能答上来。
So Prabhupada told them that I don't want you just to distribute the books, I want you to read them, I want you to study the books.
所以 Prabhupada 就说，我不光希望你们去派书，我也希望你们好好的研习我的书，好好的学习。
Because he knew if they didn't study the books, if he didn't understand the philosophy, then their determination would wane after some time.
因为 Prabhupada 知道，如果他们不坚持去研习他的书籍，不扎实的去学习的话，他们派书的热情也早晚有一天会耗尽的。
So if we want to become determined, and if we want to be able to maintain that determination, we have to read Prabhupada's books, study Prabhupada's books on a daily basis.
所以说，如果我们要让我们派书的热情延续下去的话，一直始终坚持下去的话，就需要持续不断的研习圣普拉布法德的书籍。
The other thing that's so obvious is we have to have strong sadhana. If we have strong sadhana, that our determination will be very strong.
还有一点，那很确定的一点就是，我们要想有持续的派书的动力。我们的萨达那规范修习一定要非常好，有了很好的规范修习，我们的决心就会非常的坚定。
If our sadhana is weak, our determination will also be weak.
萨达那规范修习很弱的话，决心也就会很薄弱。
And the last point, there are many different ways to harness some of the abilities we already have to distribute Prabhupada's books.
还有一点就是，其实派书的方法是多种多样的，我们可以把我们已经具备的一些技能能力都用起来，来派发圣帕巴德的书籍。
Gauranga Lila Prabhu spoke about life coaching as a vehicle.
就像刚刚 Govardhan Lila Prabhu 分享的说，他可以把他学到的教练技术也用作为一个工具技能。
So of course, yes, that is a very good vehicle, and there are others. Many of the devotees, they have a particular occupation or a particular skill that would allow them to gain the trust of others and utilize that as a means to introduce Prabhupada's books.
毫无疑问，这个教练技术也是很好的一个工具，还有其他很多的职业或者是其他的一些技能技术都可以当作是很有力的工具，赢得人们的信任，从而把圣帕巴德的书籍派发给他们。
So we should utilize these things.
所以这些技能工具都可以用起来的。
Remember our four aphorisms. One is utility is the principle.
都应该用起来的。我们之前说到的四句格言，其中一句就是实用为原则。
Books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, and utility is the principle.
书籍是基础，传播是精髓，纯粹是力量，实用是原则。
All right, someone else, please.
那还有没有其他的奉献者要分享呢？有吧 ，T. Gorangi Madaji from 天津。
Hare Krishna.明白，Guru，明白所有聚会的奉献者，可以听到是吧？
可以，可以。
Hare Krishna。在接受在听到这个派书马拉松这个活动之前， 我一直做的服务是派发 Pusada， 感觉这个对我来说更容易一些。但是书呢也在派，就是比较少，感觉没有什么力量。后来因为Guru给了训示嘛，所以我的想法很简单，就是遵循Guru Maharaja给的训示。Guru让派书了，那我就去派书，就是这么简单的想法。然后在这之前呢也做了一些计划和准备。因为我觉得做这个派书的活动，这项服务呢，它不是在派书马拉松这个月来做的，而是一个对于我来说是一个契机，对于我来说它是一个开始。以后呢将会把这个派书是长期做下去的一个服务，所以呢没有一开始没有盲目的去干而是做了一些计划和准备。我在之前呢做了一些菩萨的，我在想就是派书的时候也给他们派一些这些好吃的一起。然后首先是做了一个图片配上文字的一个连接，然后发到朋友圈啊，发到这个给朋友啊，先是由微信朋友这块来做，后来得到的效果还挺好的。最多的一天是拍出了9本书，当时就觉得特别的高兴了。因为在之前确实没有拍出去这么多书哈。主要是自己的信心不足，所以在这方面没有做特别多的努力。特别让我感动的一个就是我的师父，当时我给他发微信的时候，因为我们有一年多没有联系了。他因为糖尿病综合症，他的眼睛有一只已经看不到了，然后另外一只眼睛就是属于弱视，他要用放大镜才能看东西。他跟我说，他说我现在看不见了，而我不能看书了，但是我当时的想法是我想把书拍给你，运用智慧吧，我就心中默默的祈祷哈。我说没关系啊，我说你看不到也没事啊，我说能量这么高的书，我说你就放在床头柜上，我说他对你的这种支持是很大的，相信有一天你一定会好的。然后他果然他果然还是买了这本书，把书请回去了。当时就觉得一个是自己坚定的信心，一个是那种对他的那种关心和爱感染了他吧。然后虽然他看不到，但是他还是把书请走了。下面丽娜你先翻译吗？
好的好的，谢谢。Actually before this book marathon month I was distributing prasadam. It was just because it's Guru Maharaj's instruction that we should all distribute books. I started distribute books before. I also did so, but only small quantities. So my mood, my motivation is quite simple, just to follow Guru's instruction. So I didn't start blindly. I did some preparation because I believe book distribution is just not just limited to this month. This month is just the beginning. My desire and my plan is to do it continuously and regularly. I prepared some prasadam, some cookies, and other prasadam items. I took photos and I inserted some simple introduction, and shared that on my WeChat moments, and the responses were quite good. One day I distributed 9 books. I was surprised I could do that because I never did that before. That was really faith building. I think it is also a matter of faith. One thing that really touched me was when I tried to distribute a book to my previous teacher. She's already suffering from diabetes, and her eyes are blurred. She could not see, she could not read clearly. She said, I cannot read. I said, even if you cannot read, this is a book of high energy. Just put it on the bedside table. It will be supporting you in many ways. And she agreed. She bought that book. So my realization is that the first thing we should have is faith, our desire to distribute this book. The other important point is we have genuine concern for the welfare of the person.
然后呢，就是，我觉得在我们联谊的过程中，周围的奉献者也给了我很大的力量，听了他们一些派出的故事，然后特别的受启发，而且也很受鼓舞，看到大家这种派出的热情啊，特别感动。我觉得，不光是现在我们要派书吧，所以我与此同时也在做的一项服务就是建立读书会，就像刚才古鲁玛哈让志勋说的，把这些读书的人拉到一个群里，然后我们就是请书的人拉到这个群里，然后我们现在就开始马上就要开始读书会了。而且特别让我开心的就是在我们这个小小的读书会里面有一位奉献者，他是刚刚请到书的，就是一个朋友吧，他是刚刚请到书的，他也愿意参加这个读书的这个活动和大家分享。我们现在一共是四个人，然后在这个大群里面为大家读书，即将就要开始了。我觉得不仅是要把书派出去，而且要把他们怎么样的让他们开启这本书，让他们开始来读，然后能够发展奎什纳直觉。这个派书呢，它只是一个开始。而且我有一个之前的一个同事，她现在也在读这本书，是因为她的丈夫生病了，然后她问我该怎么办。后来我说那你就为她读《博加梵歌》吧。她说要怎么读呢？要读多长时间呢？我说你就每天读半个小时，一直读下去就好了。然后就这样，她就开启这本书，刚刚请到家就开始读了。就说一个是要遵循咕噜的训示，然后把书派出去，还要督促就是拿到书的人能把书打开，能开始读，最终能够达到一个发展奎什纳直觉的目的，我觉得这个才叫圆满。所以希望以后也是这样的，去一直坚持的做下去。
哎，奎什纳，谢谢。I got great inspired through devotees association. When we have our regular programs, devotees share and their book distribution experiences. I got inspired and I got a lot of strength by our Sangha. Another thing I've been doing is like what Guru Maharaj suggested, we form a reading group.And we have a group already, and four of us, four people in the group, we are reading for the whole group member. I think book distribution is just the beginning. So we have to figure out ways to help the book, those who receive the book to open the book, read the book, and gradually develop Krishna consciousness. One of my...co-workers who received the book didn't open the book until one day her husband got sick. She asked me, what shall I do? She said, I told her, if there's nothing else you can do, just read Bhagavad Gita for him. She asked me, how long should I read? I said, just read 30 minutes a day. Keep reading like this.
目前呢，我是把派发书籍和派发布萨达是结合在一起的。我说，如果你要是在读书之前啊吃了布萨达，然后这本书你就能看懂了，就是这样跟他们说的。一直坚持吧，然后遵循古鲁玛哈扎的训示，坚持做这项服务，作为以后的一个方向吧。在今天能够跟古鲁玛哈扎联谊特别的开心。与此同时，我想跟古鲁玛哈扎者请教一个在派书过程中我遇到的一个难点，就是我对于自己家的家人和就特别亲近的人，就是这一块派书好像有一些在方法上啊什么的有一些不
不是特别的清楚吧，然后希望 Guru Maharaj 能够给一些指导和训示。 Hare Krishna.
So, all my motivation to do this service is to follow a Guru's instruction. What I have been trying to do is to package prasadam and book distribution. Oftentimes, I would tell people that before read this book, you take this prasadam. It will help you to understand what is said in this book. I'm feeling very happy to share this morning. Some question I would like to ask is, how can I distribute books to my family members and my relatives? For me, it seems to be harder than to distribute to others.
All right, thank you for sharing all of that.
感谢 Yuvati Gaurangi Mataji 分享的所有内容。
Let me first begin by highlighting some of the points.
首先在回答你的问题之前，我先把你分享的过程当中提到的一些亮点跟大家再强调一下。
It's something that we touched on before, is that, we are creatures of habit, and so, we are habituated to doing things the way we've done in the past, and...as devotees, we may be inclined towards a particular service, be it prasadam distribution or whatever it might be, and which is very, very good. There's no doubt about it. But, because of that, we may think, well, I am proficient in this area, but I don't have the confidence to be proficient in the area of book distribution.
其实我们之前也有说过，我们每个人都是习惯的产物，我们习惯在某一方面去努力做某个类型的活动，而且在那一方面可能也做得比较好，这是毫无疑问，而且我们也说了，派发普沙达米很重要，这是非常非常好的，毫无疑问，但同时我们知道，有时候我们很擅长一个服务的时候，容易觉得我就只擅长做这个服务，我就做这个服务就可以了，不擅长做别的，不是我擅长派发prasadam，不擅长派发书籍，我们容易给自己这样设限。
And so therefore we have to allow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and his followers to push us out of the comfort zone and, put us into a space where, we just have to do it, on whatever level. And just because we know it's pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. So, we just do it.
所以呢，我们需要允许施乐 Prabhupada 以及施乐 Prabhupada 的追随者们把我们推出我们的舒适区，可能我们觉得自己不擅长或者没有信心，但仅仅是因为他们有这样的训示，我们就去做。
So this may be the beginning.
只是因为这里不只有 Prabhupada.
This may be the beginning. It sparks the beginning.
刚开始的时候，它就像是一个火花，让我们先启动。
But yes, as you rightly said, this is just the beginning. This marathon is not the be all end all of book distribution. It's just an opportunity to get started. But what we're really looking towards is sustained book distribution, over the whole year.And again, that means that every devotee, participates on, some level, everyone doing a little, then it will add up to a lot.
就像 Yogati Gorangi Madaji 说的，他说的很对，派书马拉松月这只是一个契机，一个开始，我们的最终的愿望或者做法是全年派书，持续的去派书，全年派书，全体参与，每个奉献者都不同程度的参与到派书服务当中来，持续的做下去，这样的话累积起来就会很多。
We have to have faith in the instruction, and as you said, we have to be concerned about the welfare of others. We have to be genuinely concerned about others. You know, there's that conception in our Gaudiya tradition, para dukkha dukkhi, which means that for oneself, one has no lamentation, but when he sees the suffering of others, he laments. He can't bear to see the suffering of others.
而且，我们看到，Yogati Gorangi Madaji 分享当中也提到说，主要是对灵性导师训示的信心，还有就是对其他人的真心的关怀。就在我们的 Vaishnava 文化当中，我们经常说的一句话就是 Vaishnava 是 Param Dukkha Dukkhi， 就是受不了别人受苦，看到别人受苦自己会感到难过的人。一个 Vaishnava 他对于自己没有任何感到悲伤的地方，但是他看到别人受苦就会心痛，所以就会把这个仁慈给出去。
So to the extent that you actually feel that, you actually feel suffering, lamentation at seeing the suffering of others, that'll be a very strong motivating factor to try to help them by giving them one of Prabhupada's books.
我们越是能够为别人的痛苦感到悲悯，很难忍受别人受苦，我们就越有动力把圣普拉普拉德的书籍给到他们。
And yes, it goes without saying, you know, we get inspiration in the association of others. When we hear about, you know, their efforts to distribute Prabhupada's books, you know, we become inspired.
的确，我们从其他奉献者的联谊当中也能够受到鼓舞，听听他们是怎样去派发书籍的，有什么样的体验。
And yes, we have to, you know, we have to try to, how shall we say? We have to find the ways and means of encouraging people to, as you said, open the books, to read the books, to apply the philosophy. And so that might be a reading group. It might be an introductory lecture. It may be just a personal follow-up, an offering of, you know, discussing the Gita with a person you've distributed it to, answering their questions. There's so many ways to fan the spark.
还有就是你谈到的后续的跟进，要想各种办法帮助对方，请了书的人打开书去读，可以是继续跟请了书的人去讨论博伽梵歌的主题，或者是后续的讲一些简短的课程，就是我们看到他们有一点点兴趣的火花的话，就设法再去给他煽动，让他这个兴趣的火花继续燃烧下去。
And it goes without saying that people find solace in the philosophy, particularly inof Bhagavad Gita, but all of Prabhupada's books in general.
实际上人们只要读 Prabhupada 的书籍，尤其是博伽梵歌，都是能够感到很受安慰的。
Especially if they're put into some difficulty like a serious illness or some other, you know, challenge in their life, you know, and they're really very distressed. By hearing the philosophy, it can be very soothing. It can be like a balm, a soothing balm that cools, you know, the consciousness and gives hope.
尤其是人们面临生活当中的一些困境的时候，比如说得了病或者其他的挑战的时候，读到圣普拉布哈德的书籍，就感到内心得到无限的安慰。
And I've said this many times. It's good if we can package, you know, book distribution with the other angas of, you know, of prasadam and the holy name. Some devotees have found great success in doing so. That certainly is very wonderful if we can do it.
但曾经我们也提到过好几次，说如果我们在派发的过程当中能够把这三个元素整合起来，把书籍、圣名和普沙达整合起来，那会非常的有力量。有不少奉献者在做这样的尝试，也非常成功。
So each and every devotee, they should make a plan, you know, harness their particular abilities and, you know, their strategies according to who they are and all of that, and make some kind of a plan to distribute Prabhupada's books.
所以呢，每一位奉献者都要努力做一个派书的计划。要有想出根据自己所处的处境和自己所具备的资源能力技能想出一个派书的策略。
I see in the chat, Sati is mentioning,
Krishna
Kumari.
Yes. 那接下来我们请沈阳的 Krishna Kumari Madhaji 给我们分享一下。
Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru 和所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者。我的资历比较浅。像刚才 Guru 说的，如何走出舒适区，打破自己的这种心意和假我上的禁锢，我想从这方面谈一谈。Hare Krishna.
I'm not so qualified, as Maharaj mentioned, that we need to go out of our comfort zone and to break free from the engagement of our mind and false ego. I would like to share something in this respect.
我是去年五月才接触到薄伽梵歌。到今年的十一月启迪，整个这个过程，其实我是感受到了个人感受到了经典与经典联谊的巨大的力量。然后没想到按照我个人的属性的话，我没想到自己会有销售的这种头脑的设计和行动。所以这一切都在意料之外发生，就是在经典的力量在进化到一定程度的时候，产生的这种愿望。
I got my first Bhagavad Gita in last May, and I got initiation this November. I felt I've experienced the potency of associating with sastras. I never thought I would have the ability or the talent to sell things, but to be able to sell books is a surprise for me. I feel that it's actually the natural product of associating with the sastras.
有愿望了以后呢，其实我就是到了挑战舒适区的时候，因为我个人的经历是喜欢读书，喜欢对哲学和生命有深入进一步的探讨和追求的，所以遇到了薄伽梵歌， 就是有这个动力一直读下来，然后有这个愿望去践行经典。所以最开始是接受到了大家的这个网上的这个互动，还有想去派发书籍，但是很头脑里面就不知道自己如何做销售这一块，因为都擅长文字方面。
I have great desire to distribute books, so I decided to challenge myself and to push myself out of the comfort zone. I love reading books. I love to search and to think about life. That's why I had great enthusiasm in reading Srila Prabhupada's books and also to apply what I've read. I started by interacting with people online and trying to figure out how I can give the books out.
我的派书是从微信朋友圈开始，也尝试过其他奉献者的推荐的送书，然后布施。后来种种尝试下来，发现不尽如人意，后来就回归到自己的属性上面，也曾经特别的焦虑，后来回归到自己的属性上面，做自己擅长的事情，然后就后来就是以文字的形式在做编辑和整理，发每篇。然后还有一个困难点就是就是对自我的一个形象有要求，就是总是在派发的时候会产生说别人怎么看我，别人怎么会看我发的朋友圈，会不会对别人有骚扰，就是一系列的假我的这个念头会不断的冒出来。但是通过这个不断的行动和排除掉不属于本性的这些就是通过送经典和派发经典，发现都不会产生就是效果的时候，回到自己的原点，回到自己的属性上面，去真正把自己经典对我生命的影响和真正心底的热情去通过文字的形式去运用出来，然后真正的发现真正你的热情产生的那个点，才会真正影响到朋友圈的这个曾经的一些同道中人。
Hi Krishna，马德琴，您是说您后来您就会写一些您阅读经典的感悟，然后分享到朋友圈，是这样吗？
啊，用我说，就是开始的时候是受其他奉献者的影响，用了其他的一些方法，发现这些方法都不奏效，就是后来回到自己的本位的时候，才发现还是运用自己偏向婆罗门的这种属性和倾向。去把真正对经典对我生命的热情去抒发出来，才发现感染到和我同行的很多年的这种书友，达到了这种同频共振的效果。
My strength is not really in selling. I feel that I'm more Brahminical. I'm good at in writing, in editing articles or writing articles to express myself. I tried to try to learn and apply the techniques shared by other devotees, share something in my WeChat, and it didn't work for me well. So later on, I realized that I have to stay true to my nature and use what is natural for me. So I started to use what I feel natural about. I start to share with my friends and others who about how I felt, how I or what I realized by reading these books, and that seems to work better for me.
所以整个派书的过程看似在服务别人，实际上是净化了自己，净化了自己的假我，发现了自己的属性，然后合理的运用自己的属性的时候，就达到了，就是说能够保持在一种从焦虑恢复到心意平和的状态，不去依附于结果，达到这种派书的过程。其实是自己得到了最大的净化，就像3:30说到的，即使有知识的人也按照自己的本性行事，人人都是遵从物质三形态得到的本性，所以对这个四节就深有体会。还有履行自己的附定职责，即使有差错也好过履行别人的职责。对这两个思节，就对这两个思节的理解就更深刻了，在派书过程当中。
Book distribution apparently is an activity to serve others, to benefit others. Actually, my experience that I am the one who benefit most in this process is a purifying, such a purifying experience. I feel my false ego is dissolved a lot.In this effort, and I've learned to accept my own nature and try to take advantage of my nature. In doing so, I've understand more deeply about some verses from Bhagavad Gita, like one of the verses from chapter 3.Saying that even those who are who have knowledge have to act according to their nature, and another verse saying that to fulfill one's own duty is much better than fulfilling others' duty. I've learned to distribute books and not attach to the result.In this way, I feel more peaceful and free from anxiety.
All right, good. Thank you for sharing all of that. There are unlimited ways to distribute Prabhupada's books.
非常感谢 Krishna Kumari Mata 的分享，非常的精彩。的确，有无限的方法来派发圣 Prabhupada 的书籍。
In your case, and I'm sure there are others that may have a similar ability to express themselves nicely through writing. And if through that medium, if we can convey the experience, our transformational experience by reading the books, you know, how it's solved problems for us or how it's made us happier persons,Well, that's very powerful, and naturally, people would want to get a hold of that book or those books that was able to create such a transformation.
就像您分享的，您更擅长文字方面的服务，善于去分享、表达，或者是写作来传达您读过这个书之后。自己的体验，那这本书给您自己带来的转变，如何帮助您解决问题，变得快乐的？那通过文字的形式把它分享出来之后，其他人听了以后也肯定很想拿到这本书，也想去看看怎样能够发生类似的转变。
And as you rightly said, you know, it's us who are benefited the most by becoming givers, by somehow or another giving Prabhupada's books to others. You know, we benefit the most.
您说的特别对，派书这件事情最最佳的利益者是派书者本人，我们自己通过把书派出去，我们自己非常的受益。
So both parties benefit, the person we distribute to and we ourselves by making the effort to distribute the books. Because why? That's so pleasing to Mahaprabhu. So pleasing.
所以说派书这件事情既利益派书者也利益请书者。为什么呢？因为这个举动是非常取悦 Mahaprabhu 的。
So I think we'll wind up for today because we've been going for almost 2 hours, and I think it's a good time for us to break. I don't say we're stopping. We'll for this week we break, and we'll continue next week, and we'll hear more because, you know, it's unlimited. We can keep churning this ocean of nectar more and more and more and more. And as devotees share their experiences, certainly very inspiring to others.
今天已经快两个小时了，我想我们就到这儿。我不想说停止，只能说暂停。我们今天的分享就暂时到这里。那么我们还可以继续无限的去搅拌这个派书的甘露之羊。我们听到越来越多的奉献者分享他们自己的派书经历、派书的感悟，我们必然也都会受到鼓舞，自己行动起来。
So again, I'd like to thank all the devotees for making an effort to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And I would also pray that you will continue to do so far beyond this month. And it's something that you'll take up as a regular service along with other services. And in this way, every devotee doing a little will add up to a lot.
再次感谢能够付出努力参与到圣帕帕的书籍派发当中来的每一位奉献者。我也祈祷即便在这个月过后，你们也能够把派书作为一个长期的、持久的、不断做下去的服务来取悦圣帕布帕的。
Now, thank you all for joining us this morning.
感谢今天早上所有上线来聆听分享以及上线来和大家分享的所有奉献者们。
We'll thank Sati Mataji for facilitating, as she always does.
感谢Sati Mataji一如既往的协助我们播出今天的早课。
Thanks, Shyamalila Mataji for her translation.
感谢 Shyamalila Mataji 的翻译。
And we offer our humble obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has brought us all together through His transcendental books.
我们也虔诚的顶拜Srila Prabhupada, 是他通过他超然的书籍将我们聚集在一起。
And so as a token, a sign of gratitude, you know, we should try to share what he gave to us with others.
为了表达对Srila Prabhupada的感恩之情，我们也把我们从他那里接受的礼物派发给更多的人。
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.